figure it out. So it's basically three words, but we are going to treat it as if it's one word, because that's how you say it.
We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. You want something, go get it.
The effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
Let me start the show with a bit of facts.
Oh, you got a fact?
Got a fact, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Give it to us. Rick's got a fact.
Okay, I got a fact. On this day, back in 1931, Al Capone went to jail.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago, yeah. And that's like considering how many movies and stuff he'd been in. Also, in San Francisco today, just another little interesting fact, there's the largest earthquake in America. It hit, did $10 million worth of damage. 67 people got killed in San Francisco on this day.
Yeah, right.
Back in, I think it was 87.
What a year to be born, I reckon.
Yeah, bang. You might know something about that, did you?
No, maybe.
Not quite.
No, not quite.
Not quite.
Not quite.
A bit before that.
Spewler didn't sink the whole country. No, that's not nice. That's not nice.
There's some nice people in San Francisco.
There's at least one.
At least one.
One to five.
Yeah, we don't
know what the numbers are.
We don't have the number, but there's a few there.
There must be a couple.
There's a few there. How you been, Amiga?
Grumpy. Super grumpy. It was my birthday, but in the week.
Yeah, how good is that?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm still grumpy about that, but I don't know why.
Didn't want to have another one.
I don't know.
I like them.
Yeah,
I like them. They're such a good thing. Try missing one.
Yeah,
you're shit.
Yeah. You won't know.
You might not know if you miss one, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's been grumpy, man.
You get those weeks every now and then.
Yeah, like every other week.
Yeah, every other week, yeah. Just get...
Most weeks.
We'll have to confirm. Jess, has he been super grumpy, Jess? Yeah, super grumpy.
Super grumpy.
9 foot tall and grumpy. That's why you got to be shorter. Shorter people don't get as grumpy, I'm sure.
I don't know about that.
I don't get grumpy.
I reckon short people are grumpier than tall people.
No, they get stuck with small man syndrome. That's what it is. Or small lady. I don't think... Do ladies get small lady syndrome?
Sexist. Oh, I don't know.
Question for the fans
out
there.
Is there small ladies around that just chuck their weight around because they're little?
Yeah. Is there such a thing as small lady syndrome out there? What an interesting thing to ponder.
Yeah.
Is there or isn't there?
I don't know.
I don't know, because let's say the small man syndrome beats up. We were looking at a guy today. We were sort of parked at a set of traffic lights, and he's got the world's largest Harley, and he's got all the shit on, he looks like he's about 12. He's got like just a little bit of stubble on his face, and he's got the little rat tail hanging at the back, and he's like about 5'1". I'm just thinking, just not doing it, mate.
Just trying, bud.
Just trying. He's trying. Yeah, he had all the black leather on, and the leather vest, and the set of keys with the
chain.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta have a chain.
Had it happening, had it going on, and just is like, nah, man, it's not working. You're going to have to go to the gym, and you get to pump those arms up. So at least you're on some roids or something. Just can't be just doing this.
Got to be in the gym, man. You got to be in the gym.
Yeah, pumping it right up.
Got to.
And get some tattoos on your face as well.
Get some face tattoos. Fuck, that's one thing I'm glad I never did.
I tell you what, that's something, because that's, I mean, people will always prejudge you anyway.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what.
I tried to
fight it for so long. Just thinking in my head, fuck, I wish people would just give me a chance to impress them.
Like most people, you get to any interview and stuff, you can impress them once you start speaking. But
yeah.
It's so hard if their first impression...
They've already made their mind up.
Yeah, and sometimes they do. And that's just, it's a bit of a shame. You know, there's always should be, you know, give people a chance to actually get through the process and sort of say, hey, they're not so bad. I think we might be slightly in a better space in the world now than what we ever have.
It's getting easier to have tattoos, that's for sure.
We'd like to think so.
I think it is.
If it's not now, it never will be, because basically the world now, we're talking about diversity and sort of and everything we go through now, it's all about sort of everyone fitting in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So if we don't accept tattoos now, I mean, look at when you watch any sport now, sometimes you can't see the athlete for the tattoos. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, they got some ink. Ooh,
well, it wasn't that long ago that having tattoos was a sideshow at a circus, right?
Yeah, wasn't
like
it?
The tattooed lady or the tattooed
man.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. It's like, whoa, look at that. All that's covering him up.
Yeah.
It's like now it's just like, no, that nothing.
But it's still, like, it's still strange, right, in some parts of the world when we were when we went to Laos and spent some time at the school there. Kids were amazed by my tattoos. They're just like touching them. And
so what are they?
Can we rub them off? And then they just like touch them, eh? Like this, you sit there reading the book and the cat went to the shop and they just like, just sit there, just, hey, hang on your every single word, but we'll just sit there touching your tattoos, touching your arms. And
isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre? Well, I suppose in a poor country, though, I mean, that's the same, and they wouldn't have...
And then by culture, like the Laotian people don't have tattoos.
Don't have tattoos, no.
Yeah.
No, I suppose, because I think it was the Polynesians that really started it with, you know, that sort of, that
the
style.
Hand poke.
Yeah. Oh, God damn. I've watched that being done before, smacking
Looks awesome.
Smacking fuckers with a hammer and a bone, driving it. It's like, fuck me. You watch all the claret coming out.
Therapeutic, man.
What?
Yeah. It's like those shark D mats. Same thing. You're like, no fucking way it's going to be comfortable, but you get in the Zen zone.
Yeah.
Zen zone.
Yeah.
Hashtag Zen zone.
Hashtag Zen zone. Hey, I've got a shark D mat, and I sleep on that thing, man. And if I sleep on that thing too long, even if I get in the fucking zone, I wake up like I'm been fucking pincushioned the shit fuck
what
out
you mean
of.
Sleep on it? Like in bed?
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I put that bastard in bed, lying it.
No.
Like a pink. Ooh. Yeah, man.
Nah, man.
I think it's fucking brutal as fuck.
Yeah, that doesn't sound. So it's like a 10, 20 minute sort of get some little mini acupuncture.
Oh, I fucking acupuncture the fuck
But
out
that's
of
the other thing, right? Like, how surprising is acupuncture? Those dry needling and shit, like, you'll feel it in the muscle, like, ding.
Ding. Oh, it's, I've had it done a few times. You had the acupuncture
done.
Yeah, me too. And it's, I don't mind it.
It's weird, eh? You can't explain it to anyone.
No, you can't. It's a lot of holistic stuff. You've got some stuff you get not sure, and other stuff you go, yeah.
Do you believe in acupuncture? Done it more than once. Must be a bit of a fan, at least impartial to it.
Yeah, I definitely think there is something in changing the meridians around and sort of that sort of stuff. I think there is definitely pathways that can need to be opened up and open up too much sometimes, and that needling has something to do with it. Yeah, because I felt a big difference when I've had it done.
Yeah,
and you know, then she was dropping needles in my head, fucking in
your head,
in the head, fucking top of the head.
Trying to promote some growth.
Fucking no hair grow out there. I can fucking tell you. So yeah, there's a lot of holistic stuff. Cupping, when they fucking suck the. You know,
I went to a whole different place.
I know
there,
you
but
okay. I know where you went to. Festy fuck.
Sounding.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't get sounding. Do you know what sounding is?
Enlighten me, because I don't.
Sounding is like stretching the urethra of your penis with rods.
Like masturbating with metal?
I think it's more like a training thing. So you will start with something small, and it might be tapered.
And you go down the eye?
And you push it and get it stretched a bit, and... Yeah, don't Google sounding.
I'm not going there.
Honey, please find him a picture.
I'll make sure I get this drink down first in case I puke.
Yeah, sounding.
But Jesus.
When did this become a thing? Chastity things. That were like the cages. You get the cage on it.
Whoa, fuck.
Where did this come from? Why? All right, here, now, let me pose possibly...
The worst question of the day.
An unpopular question. In 2020, should masculinity still be masculinity? Alpha males. Should they still exist?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Necessary?
Not necessarily. Not necessary, but yes. Because... There always has to be leaders and there always have to be followers, because if everyone's just a neutral sheep, then we don't really achieve anything. There's always got to be somebody that needs to sort of say, come on, you bunch of bitches.
Whoa.
Let's fucking go.
Let's fuck.
And that's it. Yeah, we're going to fuck now. Fuck like sheep. So there always has to be some. I mean, and whether we can consider that alpha male, it's still there's somebody who's the leader of the pack. So I think you still need to do that. Otherwise,
but is leadership masculinity?
No. I don't believe it is, but people have a tendency to follow the person that presents that the best.
Right. Confidence. Not necessarily.
Confidence projected is obviously that. And look, and that can be deemed sort of a little bit alpha sometimes. But you look at it sort of like, I believe that a lot of people respect that more. For what reason, I don't know. But I think people just need to see that.
Is that natural?
I think it's just, in our DNA.
DNA says, fuck, follow that dude. He's going to get the fish. He's going to get the bear.
He's 6'9", 300 pounds. Rip this shit and he's got a knife. He's going places. Yeah.
You follow me or you follow the rock? I know who I'm going on.
That's right. Yeah, follow the fucking rock. I think it's probably still relevant, but it's becoming less relevant, but I think it still needs to be there. It doesn't matter if it's an alpha male or an alpha female, somebody that's just got that presence. Because I think that's what alpha actually is. It might not necessarily be, like, our picture is always that bigger, you know,
big neck.
Yeah, big, yeah, the fucking,
I wish I had big traps.
Yes, it's traps, neck, thighs. Calves
just unced.
So I think, but that's the perception of what the alpha would be. But is that really what they need to be? I don't know.
Yeah.
What's your gut feel on the fucking?
I don't think leadership is masculinity. I think you can lead without being the big dummy. Let me pose all the popular TV shows, right? The Walking Dead, right? Rick is not the most masculine. He's masculine, right? He's got that. We got a
fucking sheriff's hat and a gun.
But right, you got the big dummy. What's his name? The dude that's banging his missus when he's in hospital. Shane. You've got Shane, who's the big dummy, right? And Rick's running the show. Then you got that little Asian fella. He's great, right? He's quick and little. So you got to have this very team to survive. I feel it's like anything. Do you need the most masculine dude? No.
Don't in that situation, no.
I think there's a place for him. Absolutely. We need the big dummies to throw at the wall first.
At the zombies, when they come running, throw them there. Eat that silly fucker first.
Here's an axe, go nuts.
Go get him.
But is it necessary? No.
We've got a lot of terminology that's been around for ages. I say alpha male, you know. Is there such a thing in our world now of like an alpha female? Ooh. You know, is there? I mean, that we would, you don't hear the wording around that.
I don't think so. I don't know. Again,
because we're equal. We're as equal as fuck as
they're not interested in it, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're as equal as fuck as we're ever going to be now. I mean, everything is even, Steven. You know, it's there's no.
That might be your male privilege talking there, mate.
You think?
Maybe. So this is where you don't know, right? Where you're like, fuck, am I a part of this system now? And I can't see the forest for the trees, like, because I'm just like, yeah, it's all pretty even out there. And someone's like, nah, man.
I think there's still work choices, obviously, where they will choose a male over a female, for sure. I think that's obvious. And I know there is some discrepancies with pay. I know currently where we work, I think it's even, Steve.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. There's no discrepancies there. Mm. I'd like to know what people think. You know, if you want to drop a comment on one of our Facebook pages or sort of on Instagram, just let us know what you think. Is how big is the discrepancy? Is as big as what we think it is, or is there no discrepancy at all?
I don't think you can look at average pays because the jobs are different.
Every job is different, but yeah, in your workplace, yeah, just is a discrepancy. There we go.
Oh, it's definitely not at ours.
No, I think we're...
Because we've got a base, this is your job, this is the base pay.
That's what you get paid, yeah, that's it, which makes it so much easier. Yep. But I know there's, in sport, you know, there's a big discrepancy between
but
men's and women's
business, time. Right?
Yeah, it's what predominantly sells. I mean, unfortunately, if you look at the men's AFL...
Because I think, like, the men's jelly wrestling community, it's probably not getting paid as well as the female.
No, that's right, because I wouldn't go.
Do male porn stars get paid as much as females? Probably not.
They don't, but I don't find them near as hot.
Right? And this is the business, right?
This is the business. It's all about hotness.
I don't think they're complaining.
I don't think so.
But still, I reckon that porn stars would be paid higher as female.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Escorts? Definitely.
Yep. No.
I
was listening to a podcast, must be probably about 6 months ago now.
They talk about other podcasts, they're all shit.
Yeah, that most of them are, yeah. There's a couple of them, sorry, right, but not there's not too many. There's maybe one or two. The lady on there was interviewing sort of a porn star, and she was talking about
life. How did you find this podcast, you old sicko?
Just because I look at browsing porn. That's what they're browsing porn. And she's interviewing, and she's basically sort of alluding to the fact of that there's a big pay discrepancy between what the female actresses and the male
adult entertainment
actors get paid. And it's like, it was fucking ridiculous. She flat out asked us, like, is there a bit, oh yeah. So if she was doing a movie, she would get, say, $50,000 and they get like $7,000.
Yeah.
So like they just treated like just cheap sluts, just get it up. We've got business to do, get it done. Bang. Oh, it
must be so intimidating.
Oh, look, just...
You've got to have next level confidence, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just be like, think about all the angles they shoot at.
Oh, man.
Get that horrible ass crack, but that bit between like your... Yeah. Oh, God, that can't look good from anywhere.
Nah, that's it.
And it's like close up.
And the cameraman's going to get right in the business.
Yeah,
like,
the poor cameraman. Jesus.
You just go,
he's getting $500 for the day.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. And then...
And he's just like, this is it, like...
Like, Jesus Christ. You couldn't get anything fucking worse, could you? Couldn't be a worse fucking job.
You fucking smell it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And all of you think is, don't fart. Please don't fart.
And the sound guy, the fucking speakers.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, what a job.
Oh, man.
There is jobs out there, isn't there, that just people do and we just don't ever think about it. Now, that job, I've never thought about the sound man there.
Yeah, the sound guy with the big fucking stuffy.
And there, here it comes down in the picture. Get out of the picture. Get out of the picture. Oh, fucking hell.
Because, like, obviously they just rent houses, right? These big fancy houses and rent them.
Mm.
I was watching this one porn one time, and it's like, here's everything that's happening, right? Like, you're looking at it, here's everything. And then you can see just down a hallway a little bit and a window that's outside, and you just see this gardener come up. He's like trimming the hedges and just walks off. Like, I wonder if he got around to that other window. It's like,
hang on.
The fuck's going on?
Come back around the other window. What the fuck?
did
you ever get into the Sons of Anarchy series?
We did watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a I can't remember which season it's in, but basically they were running a porn ring, and they were just like in these warehouses, and they'd pick the warehouses up, and sort of like, they'd every now and then they'd go back to these things, and the girls are all doing the bits and pieces, and it was just like. Now, surely we wouldn't just have a stinky old warehouse and they fucking throw a few beds. And fucking bad news.
Sure they would. Like, think of some of the... Oh, yeah. I've seen some shit, man.
You can't... And the stuff that can't be unseen.
You don't even want to think about it.
Can't be seen unseen anymore. Just
what is that rule? Is it rule 43 or 34? Rule 43, if you can think about a concept, it's already been done in porn.
Yeah.
People are weird.
That's it. I remember that's a shock that I had when I went through Amsterdam and, of course, went to the blue light district there.
Red light?
Red light district. Yeah, it was blue light. No, it was blue where I was saying it, man. Blue. It was fucking everything was blue. Might have been the stuff that was in the air.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. And it was, there was every fetish... Wow.
People are into some weird shit.
Yeah.
Eurotrip, still the greatest movie ever. Have you seen Eurotrip?
No.
Oh, he goes to that sex club and he thinks he's going to, with the dominatrix. And she's like, here's the safe word. And it's like, Flugelblagenstern or something. And he's like, I'm sure I'll be fine. I don't really need it. And she starts like whipping him and stuff. And he's trying to get the word out and he gets the wrong word. And she's like, Flugelblagenstern. He's like, Flugelblagenstern. And she fucking, the walls come up and he's like on this bed and two big dudes come in with this dildo.
Jeez.
And he's got the shirt the next day, the bust off, and he's sitting down like,
Oh fuck!
You gotta watch it. So good, so good.
Oh man, still one of my favorite things on YouTube. There was a Negro guy somewhere in America. This cop is chasing him, and anyway, he starts yelling, "You made me run fast, but you can't run fast on speed!" And he fucking takes off. Anyway, the cop ends up getting him, and they've got him to get down the ground. And he sort of said, "My safe word is pineapple juice."
Oh, I've seen that guy.
Fucking hell. It's fucking hilarious. Just watching that just unfold, just going, that safe word. I'm thinking, yeah, it's a good word to have. Safe word, pineapple juice.
Safe word. What situations are you getting into that you need a safe word?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound safe at all.
That dominatrix thing, look, I can't imagine having somebody whip you, punch you, kicking the balls.
Standing on you.
Fuck, stand on you.
I don't get that.
I don't either. I've seen those ones where they get the stiletto shoe and they stand the balls and it's like, what? What the fuck? Nah, fuck, what?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Somebody came to try any of that ever?
Oh, fuck, man. Somebody showed me that once and I was just like, Jesus, fuck, nah, fuck that.
Oh.
Fuck, if anything happens down there, it's by accident.
Yeah.
Like, not fucking intentional. Jesus.
I don't get it.
No, I don't either. That's like everyone's forte, bashing him with a bat with little fucking studs on it. Like, fuck.
Oh, yeah, no, not for me.
Oh, that would take the wind out of the sails. Yeah. Sails, god damn it.
Yeah, that's probably about the time you turn around.
Yeah, the thing is, though, is that every movie that I've ever seen where they actually have something like that in them, they always portray the guy as always being a fat banker or a fat office worker, and then they've just got her coming in and she's just whipping the shit. It's like, Jesus Christ, surely, like, being in office wouldn't turn you to that.
I know, right?
Like, fuck.
I've been in office for a few weeks at the moment.
Feel like getting whipped?
Nah, not physically. Mentally, I've been getting fucking
handed
paddled.
To you. Fucking paddled around big time. But yeah, having sort of said, Jess, when I come home, I want you to fucking smash me.
I don't think she'd be into that. She said, no, she'd probably be into that.
But belt the shit out of you.
I don't know.
Probably had to belt you before, probably.
Yeah. I'm going to just fight the old-fashioned way.
But yeah, just in your fucking head. Just, yeah, knuckles and face works every time.
Yeah.
Wow. They're out there. The stuff is out there.
People are weird, man. Yeah.
How long has the weirdness been going on for?
Ever.
Since forever and ever?
Ever.
Or just since drugs have started?
No,
just
I don't
experimenting?
Drugs.
Psychedelics? I don't know. What do we think?
No. Forever.
Yep.
100%. Is it just getting kinkier because it's just that one up, like, got to go one more.
But do you think it's kinky because people can see shit now and then imagine it and then say, I want to do that?
Yeah, it's just a one up thing. You know, think about, like, even porn, how far that's come. It used to be like anal used to be really weird and really niche. Now it just starts there, like the vagina's niche now.
Yep. Yeah, I must. Yeah, that's fucking terrible, isn't it?
It's like, start at the butthole and work your way down.
Work your way down. Yeah, it's work your way around.
It's not even kissing anymore.
No kissing, just straight in for punches.
It's just go straight to the butt. Maybe stop by the vagina. Oh, you've got a boob here.
Oh,
I'm good.
Off we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. And so you think back. What Napoleon Bonaparte would have done back in the day? Just. Taking off his little,
just riding
off
his little white pants, naked.
Taking his little white pants off and his fucking tall black hat.
Pantaloons.
It's just, come here, baby. I think we'll do something rather sexy with my sword.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I wonder how. Yeah, it's
people are weird and kinky.
I'm interested now. I'm interested now in thinking, fucking, how long is this fucking?
Yeah, how long has this been going
for?
Been going
this
on
extra
for.
Kink.
Fuck. Oh. What is this?
What have you found? What has El Google found? Oh.
Jess has sent me something. Let me have Geezer quickly.
Don't send it to me if I puke.
Wow, Napoleon complex, a little man. Oh, this is about the lady syndrome.
Oh, nice.
Tinkerbell syndrome.
Oh.
Petite women may be met. So it's that little lady that just wants to fight because she's been considered little her whole life.
Nice.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell syndrome.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Ever wanted to fuck a cartoon character?
Not really.
What? No. Never?
Have you?
What about fucking Jessica and fucking Roger Rabbit? Didn't everyone want to nail her?
How old are you?
Well, fucking, I'm 50, man. That's fucking how I know.
You're a mess. Just get out. Just get out.
Fucking leave
sicko.
Now. There is people that have those fetish. Yeah, it's for fucking cartoon. Mm-hmm. Fucking massive.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, and that's only something that I became aware of, oh, maybe about 10, 15 years ago. It started popping up. People's, fucking, that cartoon and Roger Rabbit, shit, that bitch is hot as fuck. It's like, huh?
Yeah.
It's in fucking wrong colour, man. It's fucking, man. Can't, surely. But no, they're there.
Man. All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh.
Did you just fart?
Nah. Thank just God. Getting excited. Just getting excited here. Oh, man. What are you afraid of?
Afraid of. That's a real difficult one. I think failure to succeed, you know, and it's not like financially, not spiritually, nothing like that. It's just having that overall failure in life where you don't feel that you've achieved what you want to achieve. I think that really worries me, that I'll sort of get, as I get on more and start thinking, what else can I do? What else could be done? What other opportunities might I have missed that might make my life more complete? I think that's a fucking big worry. I think a lot of people would probably worry about that, you know, like whether it's in the front of their mind or at the back there somewhere. I think everyone wants to be successful. And I don't mean successful as everyone says, man, you're so successful. It's just like that happiness inside of you that you just cannot get unless you've achieved, you haven't failed and stuff that you wanted to do. So yeah, for me, I just want to be successful for me and what I deem a success. Happiness is fucking always number one. Health and happiness together, one and two, basically side by each, because you can't really have happiness if health isn't with you as well, because you don't get to enjoy really one as much as the other.
Mm.
Financial stuff is always nice, and if anyone says it's not, is kidding themselves. You know, financial security is always, you know, it's always nice to be stable and knowing that you're not having to worry about where your next dollar's coming from. That's never a fucking doubt.
As long as it doesn't impact on number one and two, right?
Exactly right, yeah. That's it. They're the most important, because without the first two, just the third one means nothing. So, yeah, failure for my own personal success. You know, what I judge myself on being successful at, not what others want to judge me at.
So people, I think you'll find, you're right, I think everyone has that. So we build this shit around us, right? Where if I don't set my standard too high, I can't be let down.
Oh yeah, and that's a terrible thing
so
as well.
So why I aim for the stars when I can just get a new car?
Yeah, that's it.
Successful.
Yeah, success. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and look, but some people are quite happy to accept mediocrity, but then also that mediocrity doesn't have to be a low standard. It can also be sort of like that is their high standard as well.
Yeah.
Which is so, I mean, and look, that.
But I would argue that it's settling.
Oh, absolutely. And look, I mean, that's where,
subconsciously or, you know, or consciously, definitely settling.
Yeah, comfort is where we operate at our best. That's 100% wrong. Comfort is where we settle to operate at what we believe is our best. Fucking taking hold of opportunities and looking to increase ourselves and improve ourselves, that's where we operate at our best, when we actually excel and try and achieve more. You know, I think that's definitely a big part. And look, it is nice to be comfortable, but at what stage do you feel that you're achieving everything, when you sort of say, oh yeah, just fucking just rolling with the punches, the wheel turns, fucking there it is, bang, reaches 12 o'clock again, fucking done. Another 12 o'clock, bang, done. I mean, that's just, I don't think that should be for anybody. Sure is something that I don't want to ever accept. You know, I like to have my day challenged every day with little bits and pieces, and set my bar high enough to go, yeah, that's doable.
Yeah, it's kind of good for us that want to do other shit, that there's not a million other people trying to do it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Right? So I'm happy with everyone to swim with the fish and just...
Yeah. And there needs to be like just groups of salmon that just all go up the one river and lay their eggs and do stuff. And then there's got to be those ones that go rogue and go, where the fuck are we going today? It's like, because those are the ones that all of a sudden make the difference, and something just happens and go, yeah. Oh shit, that's how that started. One little fucking fish. Fucking love being a fish.
There you go.
One fish.
I'm a fucking shark among fish.
have you
not ever really? I'm probably a fucking turtle among fish.
But turtles are good. Fucking, turtles. Yeah, everyone loved the turtle.
They're playing the long game, right?
Yeah, they did. The turtles do. Yeah, yeah. Fuck. They don't get play for the short game, man. They're not going for the sprint. They're going for the sort of like, I'm here for a long time.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming. Yeah. Fucking Finding Nemo. Fucking that was just the best thing. Flipper. Noggin. Gross. Dude.
Noggin. Sweet.
Sweet. It was a good fucking movie. That's fucking one of the best ones.
Yeah, really good.
But feel good. What's you got a feel good song?
Feel good song.
It's fucking hard because as I say, sometimes when you just hear things on the radio, you go, that is fucking good. I haven't heard that one for fucking such a long time.
Gets me excited. Pretty big fan of John Butler's cover of Happy. Now, Pharrell Williams.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm happy.
Yep.
John Butler does a really good cover of it.
Yeah, I must
admit. I like that.
Yep. I've been exploring the radio a bit more recently.
Oh, because your secret talent is listening to music.
Yeah, that's exactly right, for those of you that remember. Like, it's a talent. Motherfucker.
Fucking skilled, dude.
You're fucking talent. You know it's fucking skilled as fuck. When last time you listened to music? Probably 20 minutes ago.
Last night.
Fuck. Well, you got a talent then.
Oh, this morning. We were listening this morning.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Bob Seger, Night Moves. Oh.
Working on a night moves.
Yeah, love it. Fucking love it.
Yeah, he actually is on my hit list for
that fucking hair.
It's Hollywood Nights. That's one of my favorites that he does.
Okay,
Hollywood Nights. Love that.
No, man, I'm not gonna argue. That's just your talent, right?
That's like, my talent. I can fucking tell you. You didn't even know it's good until I tell you. But yeah, there's always that one song that think you haven't heard for a while, and then all of a sudden you just feel that. Oh, fuck, I haven't heard that one for ages. Brilliant. Yeah. I've been listening to 103.7, which is community radio, and they blast all different sorts of music from fucking way back to, and it's just all of a sudden something pops up from the mid 80s, and you go, holy shit, that was fucking great song back in the day.
Is it the song or is it the nostalgia?
For me, because I'm such a dope at listening to lyrics and connecting with it, for me, it's the tune. It always is the tune. The tune gets me. Just fucking, that's the thing. Half the songs, I can't even remember all the fucking words to, but I can remember just enough to go, oh, fucking love this song. Yeah. Yeah, baby. I can just mumble my way through it.
It's just a feeling.
It's just the feeling of the tune makes the connection, which I just fucking love.
Yep.
And it's been so good. You know, all of a sudden we went for a drive last night. And a song come on, and I hadn't heard it for fucking years. And it was just like, just felt myself just in the car, just shoulders bopping, going, ass moving, fucking back and forward, clicking the fingers, going,
ooh,
fuck yeah. Clicking. Ooh. Yeah, just clicking. It was so good.
Oh, just so embarrassing.
Yeah. Just,
you really are.
When you get to fucking
jean shorts in the car.
Yeah, when you get to my age, you just got to worry about fucking things collapsing. So we just work on the happiness. And
fair enough.
Music will get me there. Ooh. Nice. Music is fucking
sure.
Nice.
I'm not sure about a happy song. I've got albums that I've listened to, and I can just about tell you like what I was going through when I was listening to these albums. And there's always like there's a couple of albums that have just been like key points in my life. So yeah, I definitely have music from points, but what makes me feel good? I don't know, man. I don't know. It depends. It's all environment, I think.
It is sometimes, yeah. And music is one of those things. You listen to it in the car and it just helps you get from A to B. But when you listen to it at home, you got a choice to put on whatever you want in your selection. You can just find the bit you go, no, don't feel like that. Don't feel like you can fast forward. Don't feel like that.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Next. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. You find it. That's a good thing. I actually cancelled my premium subscription to Spotify about 6 months ago.
Why?
I just found that I wasn't.
Are you giving up on your talents? Sounds like you're not invested.
Did you see? It was because I wasn't using it often enough.
Right.
Like, you know, I just, you know, the only time I'd actually listen to the music was at work.
Right.
And then at home, I'd be just, I'd listen to podcasts and conversations and go on YouTube and have that sort of stuff going. So it was one of those things where I just wasn't using it, thinking, oh, it's only $11 a month, but it's $11 a month, but it's like, well, I'm only using it on night shifts at work. So it's like, well, that doesn't make a lot of fucking sense. Just, you know, because I can, you can still listen to it. I've still got Spotify loaded up, but just not the premium. So I can still listen to music if a song comes up.
You go through the ads. It's like, if you had premium, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. It's like, fuck off.
Why do they do that? Because it fucking annoys me. Maybe you should get the fucking premium.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Tell you what gives me the shits is watching YouTube on your phone and you're like, oh, I'll just close this. And it's like, it stops. It's like, oh. And then you open it back up. It's like, hey, would you like these videos to keep going? Oh, nah.
Nah, not really. That's what I'm fucking
trying
coming
to premium. You're like, I don't want it that much.
Nah, that's it, yeah. YouTube has to be the greatest development for fucking everyone to get access to whatever they want.
So much on there.
Oh, fuck. And the thing is, the search engine, it just triggers. Anytime you look at one thing, then all of a sudden...
algorithm is just on point, eh?
Man, that fucking six-year-old kid that invented that, fucking have to be 6 year old.
I don't think it was six. I think it's probably a whole team of really smart adults.
You think? I always think kids invent shit like that.
Probably just about put $1 million on it. Yeah, but what a story, right, of YouTube. Like, everything is on there, eh?
Yeah, everything. Anything you want to know. I say anything. And that's the beautiful thing is, yeah, anything that I've ever wanted to have a crack at, If I didn't know about it, you just go straight on there, have a quick look and go, yeah, I can follow that.
God,
and somebody's
so much
done it.
Shit on there too. You're like,
oh, yeah, there's borscht.
It's like the title's like this and you get to the end, you're like, that's not what I fucking wanted to do at all.
Oh, yeah. I've obviously have had a look at a fair bit of golf stuff over the years.
Oh, YouTube, do you just get like, that's not how you do it.
Yeah.
And there's shit. Yeah, that is a shitty tip.
Yeah, and that's the thing. This one guy, he it was so fucking funny. It's just a 5 second tip which will change your golf swing forever. It's like,
why does the video go for 9 minutes?
Yeah,
then?
That's the fucking problem.
Because I got to tell you about where I was from and who I am and what's in my bag. And
that's it. Yeah, this motherfucker dragged me on for 7 minutes. And all he did was get his golf club and swing it up and down like a hammer and hit this tee into the ground. He said, if you can do that, your grip's right. It's like, 7 minutes of that shit, you can get fucked. This light, boom.
Oh, I'd burn my club.
Oh, nah, man. Just fucking nah. It's just, don't waste my time with that shit.
Fuck. Fuck. You don't, because you eat fucking one type of food, but.
Oh, and sometimes two.
You Google like a recipe, and you get like a blog, and it's like, how do I make this? And it's like, when I was 17, I was backpacking through Scandinavia and met a local tribe that had no flour. It's just like, tell me how to make the fucking banana muffin.
Yeah, don't worry
about
it.
Get on.
Fucking just get on it. I want your fucking life story. Some of them are good. Some of them you get on there and you hit the first go and it's like a 6 minute video and they just get straight into it and go, okay, do this, do this, do this, do this. And you go, that's what I wanted
to
do.
That's all I come here for. Perfect. Tell me how much flour to put in and how many bananas I need.
Yeah.
That's it.
And just job's done.
Don't give a shit about your kids being at home.
No.
Why it's school holidays and you've got bananas left and I don't give a shit.
No, that's it, yeah.
Quantities.
Yeah, that's it. Just give me the
when
fucking
to mix
numbers.
It in.
That's it. How much fucking sugar goes in with that fucking banana loaf to make it fucking Mintox?
And also, America, Celsius.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on 1,000,000 degrees. Oh, wait, that's Fahrenheit. No,
yeah.
Just 160 Celsius.
Yeah. How the fuck have those numpkies been able to survive this long not working in metric and fucking not working in fucking Celsius?
Because they got all the nuclear weapons and all the movie stars.
Yeah, and they even drive on the fucked up wrong side of the road.
They're such dummies.
Yeah, they're the fucking only country that fucking does it.
Yeah.
We've got to be all by ourselves.
Do what they want,
stupid.
Man.
Stupid.
Do what they want.
Stupid.
That's what happens when you have all the culture.
Mm. Yeah, they eat hot dogs.
I'd fucking love a hot dog right now.
Mm.
We had some fried dumplings today.
Get fucked.
Yeah, man.
I remember dumplings. Dumplings were good.
Oh, you don't remember any food.
I remember them.
It's so boring. Oh, Don't leave today without taking my big giant jar of animal fat for you to cook in.
Stop it.
Because I took like this much off of it when I went carnivore for 6 days.
Oh, fuck. But it was a good experiment for you.
It was interesting.
Yeah. I've talked to a few people sort of, you know, like
and they all said, ugh.
Mm. Yeah. A lot of people sort of are always looking for, you know, for a solution to that big, massive feel better feeling about this, that and the other.
Yeah.
I said, it's just nice to try stuff out. Just give something a crack, you know, just to see how you go. Yeah. You know? And you did. You did.
If you're not going to try something, what the fuck is the point of living?
Nah, exactly right.
Right? Yeah. Like, we're so linear. It's like, who's doing it? It's like, who gives a fuck? When I eat just rice bubbles for a month, do it.
You'll fucking
an adult. You can do it.
You'll find something out. Well, I've always sort of said, I've never been an armchair theoretician. I've always test-driven everything that I've said. So, like, I've never just sort of said, oh, I've read this book that you can do this. You know,
I live in the armchair.
It's nice to be educated in the armchair, but I've always sort of said an armchair theoretician is deadly because they'll give you advice and never have done it.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if you've done it, like I know, so I've told people I've done every diet. I've done paleo, I've done keto, I've done vegetarian, I've done vegan.
Have you done the rice bubble diet? No. I hear it's getting pretty big in this room.
Can in this room, Cocoa Pops and fucking rice bubbles could maybe be mixed together.
Maybe.
I did as a kid, I remember this, my mum said I wouldn't like it, I did Cocoa Pops and choc milk. She let me do it.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's like, no, it wasn't.
No?
No.
That's because you're weird.
No, because...
You're not the person to ask about this.
Because that's when I love that sort of shit. But that was the choc milk overrode the bloody taste of the rice of the...
It's just like drinking crunchy choc milk.
Yeah, but it wasn't nice, no. But although this was in Canada and their style of choc milk is fucked.
Right.
Like their milk is nowhere fucking as nice as ours. Okay. Maybe if I tried it now with like one of our good
choc... You would fucking die if you had a choc milk.
I fucking would.
You would die.
I'd probably bleed.
You'd be 100% dead.
I'd piss blood. Like, I think my kidneys are giving.
Yeah, just like, what is this happening?
Who the fuck is this milk shit? I used to love fucking iced coffees and stuff. In the morning coming to work. I used to always stop in at the Waterloo Servo and sit there and used to get an iced coffee on the way to work.
Cheese sausage, all that good fucking
so
shit.
Fucking good.
Tell me. All right. I don't know if we've covered this yet. So obviously you're a heavier kid.
Yes.
Did bullying, how did it come about? Is it genetic?
No, for me, I believe it was a coping mechanism to cope with stuff. So I believe sort of like for me, I just used to eat to make me feel happy, you know, and I got fat as fuck.
Mm.
And of course, then you pay the penalty then of being sort of like, you know, the brunt of jokes and that sort of thing.
And was that the motivation? The bullying? Is that the motivation to change?
No, I was really lucky, like, because I never got bullied at school as such. Got teased a lot, but never bullied because I was always a nice kid. You know, sort of like never sort of really fucking did anything.
I want to see a picture of you at like 10.
Fuck, you should see me, man. Fucking fat.
I want to see a picture of you at 10.
Long fucking, not long hair, but fucking big woolly mop on the top of the head.
I bet you did.
Fuck, man.
Fat. 1980, here's ripped.
That's it, yep. In a fucking matching tracksuit. Stunning. Stunning. But yeah, sort of, I wouldn't say an eating disorder, but... I used to fucking eat to compensate for happiness, you know, so, and I can't even finger point exactly what it was for, you know, maybe because my mum and dad weren't together I don't know. I don't know what it was, but anyway, sort of as a kid, sort of went to being normal weight, then just going up to being fat. And then sort of like, as you get to high school, you know, obviously that's when your metabolism starts to accelerate anyway. So it does help you start to move a little bit of weight as long as you're not. Yeah. Being a buddy dork.
Yep.
And then, so I think when I got to high school and then I got a little bit more interested in sport and stuff like that, you know.
So no, you got more interested in the sport of women.
There was some fucking hot chicks at school. God damn, there was some fucking honey bunnies.
Wait, you can't say that now because you're like 50. You can't talk about high school girls now.
Oh, can I? Oh, shit. No. Those girls that were at high school when I was at high school.
It doesn't matter now. You can't talk about
it. Can't talk in?
No. Oh. You're being a sicko.
There's some of them I'd like to sexually pump the fuck out of. Oh, I say that?
Fuck, Rick. No, man.
Oh. Okay. Well, now that they're older, can I still think about pumping the fuck out? But there was some, the thing is, I think that's what happened. So got to high school and obviously the fucking hormones go and you just know that they're not going to be interested in me if I have this fucking fat fucking guts. And then you sort of start going, fuck, I better start doing something. But it's hard, I think, if you don't know where to start, you know. And this is how uneducated, one of the phys ed teachers said to my mum, that he had a student in one of the schools he was at, and he said he just lost weight by just doing sit-ups every night. So then all of a sudden, I thought, mum said that to me, and I thought, okay, well.
That's the average sit-up burn, calorie-wise.
Fuck all. Big scheme of things. But I just sat there every night, and I'd start from probably.
So you got rock-hard abs now.
Yes. My abs worked. So it basically worked out sort of like at night time, I would do 10 sit-ups per commercial. For every commercial that came on TV.
Oh, fucking hell. So a million back in the 80s.
Yeah, and I'd do that from sort of like 5 till about 8:30. So for every, you know, sitting in front of the TV, just sit there, okay, every commercial, bang, sit up and do it. And then eventually worked it up to sort of like to 20 per commercial. And sometimes you'd be having to do sit-ups into the next thing. But it my fat content reduced, but it didn't spot reduce. Basically, it was just because I was burning a bit more. Up.
Yeah.
And then sort of like I started getting into extra sports, started getting involved in tennis and football and hockey and basketball, and then it made some changes. But I think the change was just wanting to have the opposite sex find you attractive in some which way or form. You know, it didn't matter what the fuck it was, as long as you had a chance that somebody found you, even if you never got to date him or do anything, you just wanted that chance to sort of say, oh, he's nice.
Everyone likes that.
Everyone, fucking oath we do. That's
still
what,
like it.
Fuck, that's what we...
Yeah, still like, you should try being
my age. It never fucking happens.
I'm sure you walk past a
75-year-old old duck with no fucking teeth. Oh, you could be my daddy boy. Let's not go that one.
Food is weird. I was saying to Jess the other day that I reckon I have a psychological disorder with food. Being so poor and so hungry for a lot of my childhood. And when we got food, you fucking cleaned your plate. You didn't leave the table until your plate was clean. And I think that stuck with me to the point now where if it gets dished up, I fucking eat it. So that's where like this portion, like I don't stop when I'm full. I stop when it's done.
Yeah. Look, I've always been the same as well. You know, I will never not eat everything on the plate.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. Always to go. Restaurant,
right?
No way. If I'm fucking feeling like I'm gonna fucking explode, I'll eat every last
thing. Because you don't want that waiter, you're like, oh, they're gonna feel bad. Or the chef's gonna feel bad.
Oh yeah. My dad, because my dad every now and then he could be an asshole.
Asshole.
I remember him saying one time we went to this fucking restaurant and anyway they brought out he'd ordered chicken and something. I can't remember what it was. It was that long ago. Anyway, the waiter comes out and he says, what's this? Is a fucking quail. And I've just gone, oh shit.
Can't sink into this chair any further.
This is just going to fucking go. So anyway, he sort of says, well, fucking, I ordered fucking chicken. Look at this. Look like a fucking quail. It was small. Like you'd sort of say like a quarter. If you like a quarter chicken, that sort of thing. So it was small, and it was not supposed to be that small, from what I can remember. So anyway, of course, you know, he's kicked up a bit of a stink, and then they've gone and got him
spouting
a new one.
His food and
that's a fucking oath. I had a mate of mine used to be a maitre d' at one of the restaurants, and he said to me, man, if anyone's fucking rude to me, man, he said, I fucking shoved my fingers up my ass, in my nose, drive it into the food. It's just like.
What sort of people do you hang around, Rick?
people that don't like to be fucked with in their own restaurant.
Yeah, fair enough.
Whereas the good thing is now is that, look, I've always learnt I would never be I'm never rude to people anyway, and if I have been rude to anyone out there, I'm fucking terribly sorry.
No, he's not.
I'm not really. Get fucked. But basically, yeah, I mean, I always try and be nice to people, and I've always found that in a restaurant, if somebody is kind enough to bring you some food, at least be fucking, at least show some gratitude and say thank you very much. You know,
two rules I live by. Be nice to the people that serve you food. Be nice to the people that serve you beer.
That's not bad.
Always have looked after the people that serve me food and serve me beers.
Yeah, that's a nice way to be. So anyone that just does any sort of service for you.
Have a fucking minute. Look around. When you're in a restaurant, look around at all the people that they have to deal with.
Oh, fuck, man. Some of those busy restaurants. Don't understand why people have to be dicks about it. Sometimes you hear people. Look, some people get frustrated. And go, oh, fucking wait for this long for you to get your food. But you've chosen to come out and do it.
Sit there and try and talk to your wife, mate.
Yeah, that's it. Don't look on your fucking phone and just see what's happening in fucking Google Net. You know, that's the one thing that I suppose it's more disappointing now when you see people out there constantly just flick on their phone while they're waiting and stuff. Yeah. You know, the art of conversation it's a fucking mystery to a lot of people now. It fucking really is. And it's one of the things that we get the most enjoyment out of them. And that's why we do this.
Good. Yeah, it is really
good. It feels so good to have a decent conversation about stuff and a discussion rather than just scrolling through stuff. I mean, and what's the point of being informed on shit that means nothing to you?
Yeah.
You know, it just means nothing. If something's that important for you, have a fucking look when you get home, in my opinion.
It was really great to pass time, but...
It is. Fucking without it, how things have changed. I couldn't imagine going back through an encyclopedia and reading up on information. Like, fuck, I couldn't.
How much, right? So here's the thing, right? Now we've grown up in this society. Like, I've grown up in this society where if it was in a book, you trusted it, right?
Yeah.
Now you don't trust anything that's digital. But who the fuck were we to say, the encyclopedia, trust that guy?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, I saw that they reference other books.
Yeah, but...
And then you got to go read that other book to see if they've referenced it right. It's like, you can see...
We don't have time for that shit.
No, you can see how maybe over time so many things get fucked up because, as I say, our belief mechanism in that's got to be true. Like, and it is a fucking worry. There's so much stuff out there, I mean, and... Like, even with Google and that, it's just whatever you must pay or whatever you must do to be the top one that comes up, like, that's what you're relying on. Because generally, you know, like, I mean, I've always been one that I don't go for the top one. Generally go a few.
You always go for the top one.
I always go for the few.
And you never get to the third page.
No.
By the time you get to that, you're just like, fuck this, I'll YouTube it.
Man, it's... Yeah, watch somebody else explain it to you.
Yeah.
You know, which is sort of good. Have you ever listened to an audiobook?
Yes.
Yeah, I have. A little while back, I bought a book which I quite enjoyed, and the guy actually had an audio version of the same thing, so I actually got that and listened to the book after I'd read it, which was fucking cool.
It's different.
It's different, yeah. Because I mean. The thing is, it doesn't have the same, it seems to have a different weight when...
To me, it's harder to concentrate.
Yeah. I find with reading, I have a very small window. Like, for me, probably got about 40 minutes and when I'm reading, and then it's like, I start to wind down, you know, and get into that really calm, relaxed stage.
What was your New Year's resolution, if I remember correctly, to read more in bed? How's that going?
Yeah, good. Yep, still fucking knocking away, just... Getting stuff to read, you know, I'm trying to stick off this damn thing, the phone, more often, you know. I'm trying to have like a media-free night where I don't pick my phone up at all, don't play games, don't do anything, just have some...
That sounds shit.
Yeah, sounds shit. But it is fucking good, though. You know, it's fucking great not having that sort of that different interaction. You know, I find something else to do that
just
actually gives
me... Embrace it, man. It's evolution. It's coming for us.
Fuck it. Fuck the dinosaurs.
You're coming with us or you're against us?
Yeah, well, you got to be with it. So I just think for me, I still like getting information on stuff. You know, like whenever I look at stuff, I like to actually, it's something that I'm interested in. I want to find out more about it, you know. Good thing, big UFC fights tomorrow.
Who's coming up?
I think it is, oh, not tomorrow, sorry. Next week, it's Khabib and Gaethje.
Ooh. That was old mate's fucking back kick into that dude's
head. Oh, that his fuck foot the... Wow, bang! Fucking full ninja.
Oh,
wow.
Just starched him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For those of you who haven't seen it, there's this one particular fight, and it is magnificent. The
so good.
He's put a kick up towards this guy's chest, and he's caught it. And then while he's had his leg just held up, he's just hopped around and just banged.
Right on the button, so quick.
Slopped him right in the face, and you just watched the lights off, go out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So good. Oh, dear God.
So, so good.
That was a brilliant knockout. Fantastic. Mm. I was listening to Roy Jones Jr. talking today about his fight coming up with Tyson.
Yeah.
And sounds like it's going to be a cracker. You know, they've talked
for the right reasons.
They're talking about exhibition. I mean, that's the thing is, like, Roy Jones, he wanted to fight Tyson when he was back in his prime. And Tyson was just getting out of the business when Roy Jones really sort of came in. So he sort of said he was the only other heavyweight that he wanted to fight. You know, he's the only other guy. So it'll be quite interesting, you know, just to see sort of how it pans out, because Tyson is looking like a fucking animal. Fuck,
he's scary, man.
He has always been scary. And look, you know,
see, like, the footage of him, man, when he's 19 and walks in that ring just like a fucking bull, just
210 pounds of just killing. You know, I can't remember who it was, but I think we mentioned it here before, but I think it might have been like Chris Rock was sitting next to Mike Tyson at a table. In a benefit event, and he said, "I'm looking at him." He said, "There's a fucking lion in the room. There's a fucking real life lion." I'm just don't go wild, don't go crazy, you know. But as I say, you listen to his story, and basically, you know, they
just brainwashed him, and
they brainwashed him. And but they fucking got this unbeatable champion for years, convincing him that he was.
Yeah,
unbeatable, unbreakable. He just needed to go in there, and if he knocked this guy, they'd love him more. And
I think that's I think that's a part of it, right? Like, so, probably not the same scale, but Imogen has just I can't open the cat food tin. I can't open the cat food tin. I said, of course you can, and then try harder, and she got it. I said, okay, now what's changed from yesterday to today? And she's like, oh, nothing. I was like, right. It's because now you know, you just because you thought you could do it, you did it. That's the only difference, right? Yep. Is if you think you can do it, you will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where these kids and all this sort of shit, we get so caught up in, I can't be an athlete, or I can't be an artist, or I can't be a doctor. So you never fucking try.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Our safety net that we inbuild, and sometimes we inbuild that into our kids with our own sort of insecurities. And that's fine, because we understand how big the world is, but we definitely don't want to limit their choices.
Yeah.
You know, but it's so easy to pass that judgment onto them and not even realize you're doing it. Yeah, the fear. Well, the thing is, that's the thing is, a lot there's...
We're trying to protect everyone, right? Yeah. We don't want our kids to be upset.
No. Well, there's a makeup artist in Mandurah, this Courtney Lee Hollins.
Just, I know.
Oh, fuck, man. She does magnificent work. Mm. Anyway, she put something on the other day, and she had her brand new baby, and she had done the makeup on her face, and this woman is phenomenal. For those of you that want to see makeup done, I'm not talking fucking dolled up to go out for dinner. She does makeup like Avatar stuff, and it is fucking phenomenal.
Mm.
She's put like a face that you'd see like, you know, the Joker out of Batman. And she's dragged it over with big vicious teeth and all this sort of stuff. And she's feeding her baby. And so her expression is sort of like, babies only fear loud noises and, you know, and stuff they don't understand. So she said, she's feeding a baby, and literally she looks like she's in a horror movie. And the baby's peaceful, just feeding. You know, so she's making a point. We don't have to create fear. The only fear we create is the fear that we pass on ourselves. Mm. And it's such a fucking true thing. And you don't even realize you're passing it on.
Yeah.
You know, sort of when you try and, I suppose, limit your kids' access to stuff, maybe. I don't know. I don't really understand the psychology behind it. I understand the principle, but understanding it holus bolus, I don't get it, because things, I know kids have nightmares, you know, and sort of like, you know, and I can remember having, I wouldn't call them nightmares as a kid, but having stuff that's just like, you wake up and go, what the fuck was that all about? And I don't know why that scared me. And I don't know why it would have woken me up in that, because I don't get it, because it wasn't scary, but it's something that still startled you to sort of think, you know. So that's a mystery in itself. Have you ever been one to have nightmares?
No, I'm not afraid of shit at all, man.
Yeah, no, nothing sort
of. I just have insecurity dreams.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so-and-so's leaving me now. My wife, I haven't looked up about Jess. Like, oh, she's finally realized that she's too good for me, and off she goes. And I wake up like, oh. Yeah, she's still here, but she'll figure it out one day and leave.
Yeah.
You know, it leaves that little residual bit on you.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Mm. It's quite surprising, isn't it? Like, dreams carry so much weight for something that's not real.
Mm. Well, define real.
Well, yeah. I say we've talked about that rabbit down
right,
the hole before.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? It feels so real at the point. So does this.
Yeah, but is it real?
I'm just fucking waiting to wake up.
Fuck.
What?
Click. And it fucking happens, and we're there.
You just wake up and go, fuck me, I just had the best dream.
Yeah. The worst thing is, though, is that if you wake up from having a dream that you want to go back to, you can't seem to go back into it. No matter how hard you want to. I've tried.
I've done it a couple of times. But I'm very conscious when I dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found, especially in the last little while, because my sleep has been quite irregular, I can't remember the last time I've dreamed. You know, I can't remember. I don't think I go into a deep enough sleep to actually get fully rested and wipe everything out. Just to go, here we go. Let everything unplug.
Yeah, right.
And let the information just go. Mm. I haven't got myself into a deep enough sleep where that'll actually happen. So I'd like to.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, mate, go for a float.
Yeah, I'd be due to go for another one. I do love having.
I got a voucher for my birthday.
Stop it.
So you're ready fucking, to go for an hour.
You'll fucking love that.
Yeah, I fucking do love it.
Just it'll just balance you right out.
Yeah.
Big time.
It's just too big for the pod.
Yeah, you'd be touching everywhere. Yeah.
It doesn't help. Just fucking slowly float up.
Yep. Which one do you go to? Odyssey?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another one down the other end of town as well. So they're quite good. I think they're both quite good. I haven't been to Odyssey yet, but.
Oh, go to Odyssey, mate. Get nude and float around.
Oh, I fucking love floating.
Love getting naked.
Magnesium all over you.
So good. Stop it. So good. What's the time now? I can't see.
I've been done an hour and two.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. We've fucking covered heaps of things and stuff.
Figured some more shit out.
Yeah, that's what we do.
# Zen Zone.
That's it. Zen Zone. Get in your Zen Zone.
All right, guys. Thank you for coming along. Please, LFTO podcast everywhere on the socials. Find us. Talk to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time, guys.
See ya.